Once again, we bring you the thrilling adventures of the Shadow, the hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcibly to old and young alike that crime does not pay.
The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret, the hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, Preview of Terror. It is a wild and stormy night. A driving rain slashes at the closed windows of a late model coupe as it rockets along a deserted road miles out of town. Suddenly, there is a blinding flash of lightning. And in its eerie light, a strange figure stands revealed at the side of the road. As the car approaches him, he waves a lantern.
Lamont, did you see that? Man up ahead at the side of the road?
Yes, Marguerite seems to be waving a lantern.
Something must be wrong. He must need help.
Apparently, anyway, he wants us to stop. Flagging it down. What's wrong, Mister?
You better turn back. You can't go through.
Lamont, we've got to get through.
Now, help me, Margot. What's wrong up ahead?
Roads washed out. You can't get through.
Oh, how bad is it?
Too bad to get through. Much too bad.
Well, it's important we get back to town fast, isn't there? Somewhere?
Might use the detour.
Detour? What detour?
Up the road is spell. Ain't very wide. It's passable.
I never knew of any detour on this road.
I ain't saying how it's good riding. But at least you can get through.
Let's take it, Lamont. It's our best bet.
Now, where is this detour?
First turn to your left. Up to the hill.
Huh? Couldn't we make a mistake about that being a detour, could you?
Never make a mistake, mister. I still say you'd be better off if you turn around and go back the way you came. Much better off.
Lord, you think we're on the right road? It's so dark and narrow.
Certainly doesn't look as though it gets much use, Margaret. That's nice.
What?
Up ahead there, the road stops.
Mark, that's no road. It's just a driveway for that old house.
It's a weird-looking place.
You think we've gotten off the detour?
I don't know, Margaret. Something strange about all this.
Look, somebody turned the front light on as though they were expecting us.
Nonsense, Margaret. Probably just heard the sound of our motor.
What are you going to do?
Well, then just ask for some directions and leave. Come on. Frankenstein slept here, all right.
Doesn't give me any bell. Come in. We've been waiting.
Well, I'm sorry. We're not the ones you're expecting. We just lost our way.
This
we'd like...
This is who we were expecting. Come in.
What's he talking about?
I don't know, but it might be a good idea to telephone and say we'll be delayed.
Ah, just come right in and make yourselves at home.
Mom.
We should phone, Margo. Come on.
You were late. But I knew you wouldn't disappoint us.
Really, I think you should understand that we merely lost our way.
Oh, you're so pretty and young. So young.
Where is the telephone?
You took longer than most to arrive.
You don't understand. An old man down at the road flagged us down. He said this was a detour.
Yeah? That would be dead reason.
Oh, you know him then?
Know him man and boy 60 years when he was alive.
What?
When he was alive?
Yeah. Went to a funeral 10 years ago. Fine funeral, Jed. He likes it. Keep talking about it.
Now I know we'd better go tomorrow.
I think you're right, Mom.
You'll stay a long time.
I'm sorry, but we're going now.
Okay. Look. Look for me.
Mom, look. He's a giant.
wires that distribute it. Where did they come from?
Effie likes to make sure people stay. He pulls their motor apart. Show them their rooms, Effie.
Don't this way.
Stay back, you.
This way.
You can't hurt Effie, mister.
I'll hurt you.
Come on.
Effie, pick the man up and take him to the room.
Lady Compu.
Stay back.
Lady Compu.
Lamont, can you hear me?
Oh, my head. What happened?
Lamont, we've got to get out of here. Those awful people.
What's happened?
A giant. He hit us. Mm. They tied us up and left us here.
You get loose, Margo?
I don't think so. The rope is so tight.
I think mine's giving just a little.
Oh! What's that?
Could be mice, but somehow I don't think it is.
Second, there's a wall.
Secret panel at some sort.
But what? No, it's a hand. A human hand.
What?
Somebody's coming into the room.
It's a girl. Exceptionally beautiful girl at that.
Who said that?
Over here in the corner.
They've got you too, Evan. Help.
Can you untie her, please?
Yes. Of course. Will you help me? I need help so badly.
What's the matter?
My husband, they've got him locked in the attic. Here, your arms are free.
Thanks. I'll untie this man.
You've got to help me before they murder my husband.
What kind of a house is this?
It's evil, horrible.
What are you doing here?
It was the old man. The old man with the lantern.
Lamont, it must have been the same one.
He said the road was washed out, but this was a detour. We came to this awful house. The old lady got us to come in, and a huge man disabled our car.
And your husband?
He tried to fight, but they beat him. Now they're going to kill him in the attic. I discovered the passage between the walls. I was going to help.
We'll help, won't we, Lamont?
Of course, Margaret. This passage leads to the attic.
Is that right, the way?
I think it'll be safer if you wait here. We'll be back as soon as we can.
Mom, the passageway between the walls couldn't have been used for years.
Cobwebs, dust.
That must be the door to the attic now. Can't see anyone in there. Spring or something that moves that panel.
No, dear. That's a lot of junk.
Probably tied up. Let's look around.
Not a sign of any. What was this door?
Probably just a closet.
There's a box.
Hey.
Lamont, is it there?
No doubt. The rope around his neck weren't enough. That dagger in his heart would be.
Dagger in his heart?
Got to notify the police. This really is a murder mansion, Margo. This voice. It comes from the room directly below us.
Sound like they're having a fine time talking and laughing. What's going on here, Lamont?
I don't know, Margo. Let you and I join this party and see if it strikes us as funny as it's striking them.
My line dragged me straight, telling him about my poor husband.
Oh, Cranston.
Never mind the routine. We're onto it now.
You mean to say that was all a joke after almost turning my hair gray?
And speaking of hair.
Look, that wig cost money, Mr. Cranston. Wig? I suppose you're on stilts.
No, don't get mad, Miss Lane. Like Cranston says, it's all a gag. We were just playing our part.
Whose idea was this elaborate practical joke?
We can't tell you, Mr. Cranston.
Oh, yes, you can, and what's more, you will.
But it's all over, Jim. We might just as well let them in on it.
Sure, the boss can tell them himself.
That's a good idea. Let's meet this boss.
Okay. So long, Mr. Cranston. I'm sure he's just as anxious to see you as you are to see him.
Well, if it ain't the old ghost baker himself. Come in, Crass, my boy. Come in.
Screwball Bennett, the bad boy of Hollywood. I might have known.
In person, my good fella, in person.
Screwball Rabbi Bennett.
You remember Mr. Bennett, Margaret, the Hollywood director. We met him on the coast a few years ago.
Oh, don't tell me you've forgotten the old king of comedy himself, Miss Lane.
What are you doing here in the East, Bennett?
Give you the whole plot in a minute, Lamont. Right now, I want you to meet the cast.
Cast?
Certainly. This is the cast of Terror. The first in the series of super-duper Bennett mysteries.
Oh, and we've just seen a preview of Terror. Is that it?
What I tell you about this guy, Sharp, huh? Sharp? Now the credits. This gorgeous little red-headed bundle of fluff is none other than Ginger Johnson. Star of stage and screen and leading lady in all future Bennett mystery productions.
Ginger Johnson, why, well, I should have recognized you. I hope I didn't give you too much of a scare, Miss Lane. You did pretty well.
My character woman, Lulu Summers.
How do you do, Miss Lane?
My character man you met down the road with the lantern. The heavy Hercules Acosta.
You're the one who really scared me, Mr. Acosta.
Yes, me too. The harder I hit you, the less effective
it had. Don't you believe it. If you tap me once more, I'd have gone down.
Well, I'm still waiting to hear what this is all about.
I'm about to tell you, my impatient friend. As each and every one of you know, I, Screwball Bennett, directed and created the greatest comedies known to Hollywood. But of late, old Screwball has, shall we say, fallen on hard times. So, to consummate a comeback, so to speak, I had the inspiration to make a series of super epics of suspense and terror. I wanted only the best. Ginger Johnson is my leading lady.
But after 15 years of crucified quickies, I couldn't see Screwball doing suspense fiction.
They just can't seem to realize that because I made my name in slapstick, that I also have an artistic side to my nature. So I had to prove it my own way, that I could stage a setup so realistic that even an expert criminologist would be duped. Well, how about it, Lamar?
Well, it wasn't exactly a routine police case. I'll admit I was fooled.
Lamont and I were test cases for your mystery, is that it?
Guinea pigs, you might say, sweetheart, guinea pigs.
I guess I owe you an apology, Scooper. If you can fool Mr. Cranston, that's good enough for me. And I'm sure Ward will... Hey, by the way, where is Ward? He should be here by now.
Ward?
Ward Warren, my leading man.
Young, good-looking, wearing a tweed suit. Lamont, that's the man we saw hanged in the cross.
Yes.
It's merely an illusion, sugar pie, merely an illusion. There's a harness under Ward's arm that the rope attaches to. The hanging was staged just to give you an added thrill.
It gave me a thrill, all right, but it wasn't any illusion.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, you're nuts, Cranston. I rigged up that hanging gimmick myself.
This man wasn't hanged, Bennett. He was stabbed to death. He had a dagger in his heart, and he was dead.
And Margot are lured into an old house. While there, all manner of weird things happen. Lamont finds the whole adventure was a hoax manufactured by Screwball Bennett, an eccentric Hollywood director. However, when Lamont mentions the body in the attic, laughter turns to horror. The body runs up the stairs to the body.
There was no dagger in the deal with Ward. You sure you saw it, Cranston?
Positive, Screwball. It was blunt to the hilt in his heart.
Not that I blame you for turning the tables on us, but if this is a gag, it isn't, Miss Johnson. I saw it, too.
Well, I might have known Ward Warren wouldn't miss a curtain call unless it was something like this.
It was here in the attic. That closet over there. Unless it was a gag, it should still be here.
It's Ward, all right.
Not very pretty now, is he?
Forget it, DeCosta. Help me get him down.
Who would do this and
why? Good time, Miss Summers. Yeah, put him down here.
You're sure he's dead, Mr.
Crimson? Positive, Ginger. Whoever used that knife knew exactly what they were doing.
But it was to be a gag, a fake hanging, just to scare you two.
So you said, Mr. Crimson. What's so interesting, Cranston?
This knife.
Our construction. Oriental, I'd say.
45th Street, I'd say.
Meaning?
Theatrical. A prop used in some stage show, no doubt.
Well, maybe so. How did this Ward Warren fit into this crazy scheme, Bennett?
He was my leading man in the Broadway show we were in, Mr. Crimson. If I did this mystery picture for Screwball, I wanted him to do it with me.
Anybody remember the last time they saw him?
I guess I was the last one to see him alive.
When was that?
Just before I crawled into that secret passage. He was going to the attic to make believe he was hung so that he could see your faces. See if you were really scared.
Anybody see him after that?
Only the murderer.
Mr. Cranston, I think you ought to know that Ward and DeCosta had a fight a couple of hours ago.
The Giants?
Ward loved to taunt DeCosta because of his size, and he threatened to break Ward across his knee if he didn't stop making cracks.
Where is DeCosta?
DeCosta?
But he was here just a minute ago.
He's gone.
I'll try and find him. In the meantime, Marty, you notify the police. The rest of you stay here and watch the body.
Lamont, you can't go after that giant alone. He'll kill you.
Possibly, Margo. I don't think the giant's strength will have much effect against the shadow.
Gotta get out of here. Gotta get out.
Going somewhere, DeCosta?
Who said that?
Running away won't help you to escape. You're too easy to recognize.
Who is it? Who's in the basement?
This is the shadow, DeCosta.
I didn't do it, Shadow. I didn't kill Ward Warden.
You're running away.
They'll try to pin it on me. They'll try to make me take the rap.
Not if you're innocent.
Oh, it looks bad. We had a fight just before he was killed. Besides...
Yes?
I got a record. I got mixed up with a cop when I was doing a carnival act a couple of years ago, but I didn't kill Ward. I swear it.
And who did?
I don't know.
You sound as if you're shielding someone, DeCosta. If you didn't kill him, who did?
Okay, I'll tell you. Why should I shield a murderer? I think I know who stabbed Ward. Listen, Shadow. It was...
DeCosta! DeCosta, can you hear me? Who did it, DeCosta? Who murdered Warren?
It was Ginger. Ginger Johnson.
How do you know?
The knife. The knife that killed him. It was hers.
How can you be sure?
In the play. Ginger used the knife in the play.
Before you can tell me any more about the knife, there.
The knife that was used in Ginger's Broadway play, huh?
Yes.
The old lady and the cart were both in that play with Ginger.
So he said.
Summers. He was the one who tried to get the brains of the cost in the basement, wasn't he?
Yes, he was, as a matter of fact. Where is this or something?
She and Ginger stepped out of the room for a minute, said they'd be right back.
Well, tell me, they've disappeared, too.
This is getting to be like the Ten Little Indians. Now, listen. Somebody's out in the garage.
Maybe they're trying to get away.
Maybe they are, but I don't think they will. You two stay here. I'll take care of our friend, whoever it is.
I don't think he
wants you to leave so soon, Ginger.
Oh, you, Chris. Get off the running board.
Chris, we'll turn off that motor. I'll take those keys.
I'll give
you
that
key. Yeah, thanks a lot, Ginger. Now we can talk more comfortably.
You have no right to keep me here.
Police might be very disappointed not to find you here when they arrive.
I don't know anything that will help the police.
And why are you running away?
Why? Because I'm going crazy. This whole wacky setup is driving me insane, that's why. I should have insisted I'm not to get mixed up again with Screwball's wacky squad.
You're not running away because you killed Ward Warren, then?
Why should I kill Ward? He was my leading man. I was very fond of him.
It was your knife that killed him.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You brought it with you.
I did not. I left it in my dressing room. Smart, aren't you?
How about DeCosta?
How about him?
He says you killed Warren.
That's a lie. He couldn't say.
Why didn't you finish? Why didn't you say he couldn't? Because he's dead.
All right. I did know he was dead. I heard the shot. That's why I wanted to get out of there, honest.
That's the only reason?
Of course. Thomas, the old lady, she was in the play. She had access to that knife.
But you had the motive. You had reason to kill them both, didn't you, Ginger? Didn't you?
Wonder what's keeping Lamont.
Yeah, sure has been gone a while, hasn't he? Think we ought to go look for him.
Lamont said to wait here for the police.
Yeah. Well, here's old Screwball right in the middle of trouble again. I pull an innocent little gag and what happened? Two down and one to go.
One to go?
Summers, the old lady. She'll have to pay for those two murders, and I'll certainly give her the full treatment.
I don't think Mrs. Summers committed the murders, Mr. Bennett.
What?
I think Ginger did.
Ginger? Oh, now, look, babe.
It was her knife we found in Warren's body.
How can you be sure?
DeCosta told them off while he was down. He was killed because he recognized the knife.
But it doesn't make sense. She was crazy about Ward. He was a leading man.
Perhaps Ward got in her way.
How?
Romantically. Perhaps she was tired of him, bored with him. He wouldn't leave her alone.
Look, honey, you sound as if you knew a lot more than you would tell her.
I do. And I got the clipping to prove it.
Clipping? What clipping?
I found it on the attic floor, right near the body.
Let me see that. Ginger Johnson, Hollywood had turned legit, telling friends and having the same torchbearer haunting her for a decade. This up on the nerve.
See? He had tired of him, but he wouldn't go.
I say.
For 10 years he's been dogging her footsteps. 10 years? How old would you say Ward Warren was?
28.
And 10 years ago. Why, 10 years ago he was only 18 years old.
Kind of young to be so irresistible, huh, sugar?
Then it wasn't Ward Warren?
What do you think?
I think it was you, Mr. Bennett. You're the one that Cutting referred to.
Ginger left me 10 years ago in Hollywood. I wanted him back. I had to have him back.
He didn't kill Warren. You did.
Kill him? Exterminated him, you mean? That cheap little punk.
Well, why did you kill DeCosta? He never did anything to
him. He might remember too much, sweetheart. He might remember that it was I who had the top knife, not Ginger. I borrowed it from a dressing room backstage after the show last night. And now, baby, for the unhappy ending to our little grade B opus.
What are you going to do?
Take care of you, baby. What else? You know the whole plot.
You wouldn't kill me.
Oh, you can't figure old screwball in the killer. Is that it? Look, Angel, I'm in this too deep to get soft. Now, like the man said, they can only hang you once.
No!
Oh, baby, make it easy on yourself. Somebody laughed. Somebody laughed at me.
Where's your killer?
You used to like lots of laughs, Bennett.
Shadow, thank heavens you got.
Shadow.
Yes, the Shadow. And soon the police, Bennett.
Stay away from me, Shadow. This knife works once on Warren, it'll work again on her.
Put down that knife, Bennett.
I used to be a stuntman, Shadow. One of my specialties was throwing a knife I never missed. Yeah. Yeah, that's being smart. Nobody move. I'll drop you a post.
That's far enough, Bennett.
Let me out of here. Let me out.
I don't think so. The police will want to talk to you, Bennett. I'm going to keep you here until they arrive.
Well, Lamont, Mrs. Summers, who seemed most guilty, was really the only innocent one of the plot.
Yes, Margaret, the police exonerated her completely.
Was it all a fake, Lamont? A wild mystery story plot and everything, just to cover up the murder?
Well, the mystery movie was on the level, as I get it, Margot. Bennett planned to star Ginger in the film, that way to get her back.
But she wouldn't go back, not as long as young Warren was around, is that it?
No. So Bennett went completely off his rocker.
What a madman he was, Lamont. I was never so frightened as when I saw his real character.
Yes. Almost like seeing a clown turn into a boogeyman, Lamont.
He had planned all along to kill Warren?
No, Margot. Not until last night when he tried to effect a reconciliation with Ginger. Sadly, he talked to both her and Ward. They both laughed at him. Called him an old fool. Decided then that Warren had to die.
But why was Ginger dead? You trying to throw suspicion on her?
On his crazed mind, his love had turned to hate. He's going to have his revenge on her by letting her pay for Ward's debt.
What a horrible old man.
Margot, what is it?
Up there, Margot. A man in the road, waving a lantern.
Of course, Margot. It's a train
crosser, copyrighted by Street and Smith Publications, Incorporated. All names and places are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.